College freshman Molly Parker had it all planned out. Arrive at university, reinvent herself from the quiet girl nobody noticed in high school, and finally confess her four-year crush to Cora Myers. But when her single dorm assignment leaves her without a built-in social circle, Molly finds herself alone at a party, still invisible, and still silently pining for the unattainable Cora. Enter Alex Blackwood, confident, charismatic, and fresh from a breakup where her inability to say "I love you" cost her the relationship. When Alex spots Molly's wistful glances toward Cora across the room, she sees an opportunity. Help this wallflower get her dream girl and prove to her ex that she's capable of putting someone else first. What begins as a five-step plan to win Cora's heart unexpectedly transforms into something neither woman anticipated, a genuine connection that challenges everything they thought they knew about love, vulnerability, and finding home in unexpected places. Growing up with an alcoholic mother and absent father taught Alex Blackwood that love is unreliable and vulnerability leads to pain. She became skilled at charming people while keeping them distant, a pattern that cost her relationship with Natalie when she couldn't say, "I love you." In Pittsburgh, Alex avoids genuine connection, chooses pre-med for financial security over literature, and fixates on winning Natalie back without self-reflection. Molly's authenticity begins dismantling Alex's defenses. During their questions game around campus, Alex genuinely enjoys Molly's company without calculation. In the library, her childhood sanctuary during parental fights, she shares unprecedented personal truths. "I don't want to live my whole life like this, where the library is the only place that feels safe because I'm alone." When her mother's drinking causes an accident, Alex confronts her enabling pattern. Getting her mother into rehab demonstrates newfound courage to face problems directly. Her transformation culminates when she tells Molly, "I'm so in love with you," proving her evolution from someone who flees feelings to someone brave enough to embrace them. Molly struggles with social anxiety and feeling invisible, her crush on Cora reflecting a deeper desire to be seen. Her relationship with her overprotective mother, Beth, is complicated by Beth's rejection of Korean heritage, disconnecting Molly from part of her identity. Through Alex's five-step plan, Molly gradually emerges from her shell. Each small victory builds her confidence, from getting Cora's number at rugby tryouts to texting without overthinking. During a dorm game night, Molly's unexpected ping-pong skills earn admiration, allowing her to experience being authentically visible rather than hiding. She realizes, maybe my reputation as the quiet girl was partly my own doing. A shopping trip becomes pivotal when Molly confronts her mother about how Beth's rejection of Korean culture affected her sense of belonging. By the novel's end, Molly's transformation culminates in her actively pursuing Alex at the library, taking charge of her desires rather than waiting to be noticed. Unlike typical love stories, Alex and Molly's relationship develops through shared experiences and vulnerability. Their connection builds during everyday moments, watching Winona Earp, making Croatian pancakes, and sitting in comfortable silence in the library, creating an unexpected intimacy. The practice date at the roller rink becomes pivotal. What starts as preparation for Molly's date with Cora transforms into something genuine. Alex grows nervous about her appearance, and seeing Molly dressed up leaves her speechless. Throughout the evening, lingering touches and prolonged eye contact signal a deeper connection. Their almost kiss in the library solidifies this shift. In the quiet sanctuary of the stacks, both women lower their defenses. Alex reveals her childhood trauma, and Molly affirms her worth with unwavering conviction. As Alex whispers about kissing on a real date, their mutual attraction becomes undeniable, revealing that what they've been seeking has been right in front of them all along. Throughout the novel, physical spaces serve as powerful metaphors for emotional states. The Carnegie Library becomes a sanctuary for both protagonists, Alex's childhood refuge during parental arguments, and Molly's backdrop for unexpected romance. Their shared moment between the stacks symbolizes their mutual safe haven. Pittsburgh functions as a transformative liminal space, a city of bridges where both women shed old identities. For Alex, it represents liberation from her mother's patterns and Natalie's expectations. For Molly, it offers a chance to rewrite her narrative beyond the quiet girl. Molly's dorm room evolves from isolation to authenticity, while Noah's apartment serves as neutral territory for their relationship to develop. The roller rink emerges as perhaps the most symbolic location, creating an escape where Alex and Molly explore their attraction through physical contact. By the novel's end, home shifts from physical location to emotional connection. When Alex confesses that being with Molly feels like coming home, she reveals that belonging exists in being truly seen by another. While Alex's five-step plan structures the novel, the story reveals that genuine connection can't be reduced to a formula. The steps work by pushing both characters beyond their comfort zones, evident when Alex's carefully orchestrated plans collapse yet yield more meaningful results, like the failed cooking date ending with honest conversation over takeout. The novel shows vulnerability is essential for real connection. Alex's struggle to say, "I love you," stems from fear of rejection, not lack of feeling. Her declaration succeeds because she finally risks heartbreak for love. Both learn that true compatibility comes from shared values rather than surface attraction. Molly's crush on Cora dissolves upon recognizing their fundamental differences, while her connection with Alex deepens through genuine conversation and shared experiences. Ultimately, self-acceptance precedes romantic success. Molly must embrace her quirks before pursuing what she wants, while Alex needs to confront her fear of becoming like her mother. Their romance succeeds because they've done the internal work necessary to be ready for love. She Gets the Girl explores the courage needed to pursue happiness over safety. Both protagonists initially make fear-based choices. Alex avoids emotional intimacy to prevent abandonment, while Molly remains silent to avoid rejection. Their journey reveals that vulnerability carries risks, but isolation guarantees loneliness. Alex transforms through brave decisions, helping her mother seek treatment instead of enabling her addiction, confronting Natalie about their toxic relationship, and opening herself to genuine connection with Molly. Each choice prioritizes long-term happiness over immediate comfort. Molly's growth peaks when she finally has the chance to kiss Cora, her four-year fantasy, yet realizes it's not what she truly wants. Leaving to find Alex demonstrates her newfound confidence in her authentic desires. Their library kiss represents more than romantic resolution. It's the culmination of parallel journeys toward authenticity. The real happily ever after is finding the bravery to be fully themselves, messy, imperfect, and worthy of love inclusive of their flaws. Sometimes the person who helps you get the girl becomes the one you were meant to be with all along.